The generator experienced diathermic overload.
What?
We've undergone spatial personality displacement.
Will you please, like, speak English?
My brain's in your body and yours is in mine.
What?
This is so 90s. Not!
Affirmative. Affirmative.
This is Daryl, and I'm the Black Podcast Ranger.
This is Mike, and I am the Red Podcast Ranger.
This is Lindsay, and I am the Yellow Podcast Ranger. And today we watched an episode titled Switching Places.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, Mike D is not with us today, so you'll hear him later on, hear his thoughts on the episode once we've finished up.
Yeah, he's hanging out with Professor yeah. Skull in
oh,
Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's doing. Yeah. He found him. He's going and taking some of his classes.
Yeah.
To find out how to be more badass.
Yeah. Why not?
How to increase his skull level.
Skullitude.
Yeah.
Skullitude. He's got baditude, but he has no skullitude.
Yeah.
He's missing skullitude.
So this episode was a classic Freaky Friday.
Yep.
That's Switching Places. They didn't get too creative with that name. It's basically what it is.
Yep.
The episode opens with Squat, the big blue villain guy, sidekick villain. He sabotages
everything he does.
Yeah. to nobody. Yeah. He's just in an empty garage.
He just likes to talk.
Yeah, he just likes to talk himself through things. So he sabotages Billy's invention, which at this point we don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He basically just switches some wires around.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to the next scene where Billy and Kimberly are hanging out in the garage. And we find out that Billy has made a mind reading machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a direct thought transfer machine.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Which is a... No,
yeah,
that's just nonsense words for what it actually is.
The Freaky Friday.
Yeah. Billy is a, we've probably mentioned this before, but he's a big fan of like using way too many like 25 cent words.
Yeah.
Like he uses.
Affirmative.
He likes to use the biggest word.
Possible for any word.
For anything. For everything. He will explain everything and just.
Instead of saying brain reading, he'll say cerebral something or other, whatever.
So, and one thing about this episode that was really cool is, I don't think any of it took place in the Gym and Juice.
No.
It took place in Billy's garage, and really, that's it.
Which
is true.
We're not sure, but it might just be a wing of the Gym and
it
Juice.
It could be. Could be like right out back.
Yeah.
So him and Kim are just hanging out. I don't know if he was like helping her with something.
Maybe.
But then he explains like, I'm not going to use the words he uses because I don't even remember this stuff. He's like, I got this like mind reading machine that I'm like working on for whatever reason. And he brings it out and she's like, oh, okay, that's cool. Let's like try it out.
Yeah.
And so he brings it out and it looks like a really terrible like magician's like trick.
Yeah, it's like a magician's illusion trick.
Yeah.
Like it's got like cutouts of the person.
Yeah.
Like you almost expect like some assistant to come by with big blades and stick it through their stomach and like all this stuff.
And it's basically like a black wall and there are two body shapes. Like imagine like someone drawing the outline of a body in chalk, you know?
Yeah.
And it's two body shapes cut out of that black wall. And then there are just wires going like, you know, to each, like, and there's a place where the body's like, there's a place where the two people can hold hands in the middle. Like, they each put their arm into the slot thing and they hold hands.
If you guys have ever seen, there's a show called Hole in the Wall.
Okay.
It was on TV. I don't know. It was a couple years ago. But basically, there was a moving wall that would come at you and had a cutout.
Yeah.
And you had to make that shape to get through it.
I saw the Japanese version.
Yeah. They Americanized it.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
So, yeah. That's what it looked like.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Basically, Billy stole one of those.
Yeah. And then they turn it on. Bulk and Skull, for whatever reason, they're outside of Billy's garage.
Just creeping.
Lurking. Like, they're just straight, like, fucking stalking right now.
Yeah.
Because they're hiding behind the rad bug. And,
which is cool. Yeah. Second appearance of the rad bug.
Yeah.
I was happy to see it.
And they're talking about, they overhear what Billy's saying about this thing. And they're like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you had a brain, just think of the thoughts that I could. Bulk's such an asshole.
Yeah.
He's like, just imagine we could read each other's thoughts if you had a brain. And and so
probably the funniest part of the whole episode, but still.
And so Billy turns the switcheroo on, whatever it is. And it works, but they actually end up switching bodies completely. It's a Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
And Bulk and Skull don't
see
that
freaked.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah. Bulk and Skull get chased off by some dog. We don't know whose dog it is.
Yeah. He must have done this on a Friday.
Yeah.
This brain switching stuff only happens on Fridays.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they switch up for some reason, and this makes no sense at all. When they realize that they've switched bodies, they're not that shocked. So they're not as shocked as you usually see someone freaking out. They look at each other and they're just kind of like processing what's happening. And Kimberly, or really it's Kimberly. Kimberly takes the glasses off Billy Kim and then puts them on himself. And the thing is, there's no reason for this because your eyes are still fucked up the same.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a crutch thing. Like it just needs to have his glasses.
It feels like it needs it. Yeah. But yeah, so they stay like that for a while.
Yeah.
Like they don't, like for whatever reason, Billy doesn't immediately fix.
Yeah. You don't be like, hey, let's sort this out. Yeah. Let's skip school and figure this out.
He should be able to figure it out.
They were just like, well, let's just kind of go on living our lives for a couple of days and, you know, see what happens.
And there's
come on.
Terrible montage.
Yeah. So they both go about their daily life. Yeah. So Billy tries to do Kim's stuff and Kim tries to do Billy stuff. And obviously they can't do
they
either.
They both fail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kim starts dressing like Billy, which is terrible. Yeah. And like for some reason, Billy as Kim still tries to put makeup on.
Yeah.
I don't even know why he would try.
Well, yeah, why?
And he does terribly because he just like ends up looking like
like he just bit into the heart, like still beating heart of like an animal he just murdered.
Yeah, he looks like a down out clown.
That's it's ridiculous.
And he keeps making it worse because like he's putting it on in he's at school. Which
yeah,
is,
in the locker. He's trying to put the lipstick on in the locker, and instead of just like putting it on and being like, that didn't work, I'm going to take it off.
Yeah.
He just keeps going, or she just keeps going, or whatever you want to call it. So, and then it's basically just smeared all over. It looks like Twisted Sister. Like, it's terrible.
And then, like, their girl's laughing at her. And she's like, oh, makeup's dumb anyway. And then she just, like, wipes it even worse with her hands. Like, she's wiping it all around.
Like, that's fine. I'm just going to go to class anyway. Yeah. No one's going to comment on it.
Yeah, she doesn't go wash her face. Nothing. Yeah. And so we learn that even though Billy's, like, really smart with computers and, like, dude stuff, he's really bad at girl stuff. Like,
he can't cook.
No.
Which is basically science.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't get it.
I don't know
baking.
Why.
Yeah. Like, because he tries to make a cheese souffle, which is, I don't know why you would try to make that in high school.
Yeah.
That seems dumb. And he tries to make it in a microwave, which is, like, why?
Yeah.
And it seems like he was being graded on this. Like, the teacher was watching him make it, like... Yeah. What cruel like home ec class is this where they make someone make a cheese souffle?
Yeah. It's like a final.
I almost thought that she was like teaching the class because of the way it was set up. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I guess Kimberly runs a home ec class.
Yeah. Like, just run everything.
Because it was set up like she was teaching it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I'm making a souffle today. And then like it shows him and she has a bowl and it's full of like, you know, the cheese souffle stuff. And she turns on the hand mixer full throttle and just gets on everybody. And then what's great is she
is
takes
it, no one stops her.
Yeah. And everybody's just like, all right, staring.
Just chill.
Everybody's staring at her. Yeah. Everybody's staring at her with her fucking makeup all over and her like just like throwing like just cheese souffle batter on everybody. And then the next thing you know, she's pulling this cheese souffle out of the microwave and it's like huge.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah. And she thinks she did like a decent job, like in the end. And then all of a sudden, there's like a balloon inside of like the dish. And it just it inflates so
huge. Yeah, it's huge.
And then it explodes. And what's great is when it explodes, it's supposed to seem like it's splattering. But you can tell there wasn't much splatter. And then they cut to people where they're like throwing like batter on people.
It looked like there was like a super skoker at one point. Just like squirting batter all over the place.
Like, just like getting squirted in the face with cheese. And she's like, is this
there's
really
like
what acting is? God damn it.
Definite like line of like it's really terribly done. And then on the other side, for whatever reason, I don't know why they didn't just cancel fucking plans. So Billy Kim is like
teaching computers.
Yeah, he's in his garage.
Yeah, I guess.
Not at school. He's teaching like this
maybe
young
it's the
boy.
Kid's house.
Yeah, he's teaching this young. He's like tutoring this young boy on like computers. Or something.
Oh, so by the way, the school is just school.
It's just school.
It's just school.
I think it's probably supposed to be the Angel Grove School, but the sign just says school.
Just says school.
Just
huge letters. Just school above the door.
Yeah. So Billy's teaching some computer things, and since it's Kimberly Brain in there, she doesn't know anything. So she's just like, "Hey, press this button and that button." And he's
like whatever. What
the one
in
the corner. Oh yeah, and she's the kid's like, that's the delete button. He's like, okay, I meant the other one.
And the kid even tries to give her an out too, like, do you think maybe we should do this another day? Like, maybe you're not feeling well.
Yeah,
like you maybe think, we could just.
And she's
totally
like, no, it's fine. And then she presses a button, and the kid's like, why'd you do that? And the computer starts moving around
and beeping.
Yeah, and beeping and like smoking and then like.
And apparently, a computer can just blow up.
Yeah, just blew up.
Think how much porn has been downloaded onto a computer. How many illegal downloads of movies and games and whatnot. But I guess if you press the wrong button on a computer in 1993, it'll just explode.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then worse comes to worse, because they're not even able to switch each other's bodies back.
Uh-huh.
And they get the Call of Duty. They have to go be Power Rangers because some shit's going down.
Yeah.
Some
real shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some genie shit.
Yeah. Some genie shit.
Not the Robin Williams, yeah. R.I.P.
I don't know where this came from, but somehow they found a genie lamp.
Yeah. There's a lamp involved. There's a genie lamp.
And Squat again, he's got a pretty big role in this episode.
Yeah.
As big as he can get, I guess.
Yeah.
He starts rubbing the lamp and a genie pops up. It's like a dog genie. Looks kind of like Egyptian dogish.
Yeah. Like Anubis type.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's what genies look like. They look like Anubis.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Yeah,
so he's got the genie pants and everything.
Yeah, that pops out, and that's our main villain. So there's no villain killing this week. It's just genie.
Yeah, Finster. In fact, Finster, and you don't even see Rita until like towards the end. And Finster, I mean, he's
out.
Yeah, he's blazing.
Yeah.
He's blazing away today.
maybe it's April 20th. Maybe it's 4/20.
It's 4/20, and he's like,
he's like, sorry, this is a holiday.
He's like,
Rita too is probably just like, yo, Finster, please.
Look it up.
Come on, I know what's up.
Yeah.
Come on, drug tests are mandatory at this job.
Yeah,
Do you think you've just been passing all of them?
Oh, man. Yeah, so the dog genie is a pretty good villain.
Mm-hmm.
He kicks some ass. He's
super effective.
He's a good foe.
Yeah, it's probably because Finster didn't make him.
Yeah, that's probably,
why.
He's supernatural.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, the first time the Power Rangers... Well, this is a... There's a lot of teleporting. In like
a whole lot of teleporting.
About 1 minute, they teleport at least 3 different places.
Well, what?
They teleport from school to Zordon's.
Yeah.
No. From school to the putty attack. Then from the putty attack to Zordon's.
Yep.
Then from Zordon's to where the genie is, and then back from the genie back to Zordon's, then back to where the genie is again.
Yeah, it's
There's
ridiculous.
So much movement.
So much teleporting.
All that happens in about like a minute and a half.
Yeah. It's
Can
ridiculous.
You die from too much teleportation? Because it seems like you should be able to.
Probably get radioactive poisoning.
This is pretty thin on plot. Like even
there's not really too much going.
Even with the Power Rangers, like you would think that they would do more with like Kim being Billy and Billy being Kim and them being in their Power Ranger suits and like that. But they don't really do much there either.
No.
They don't even really comment on it.
No, they're just fine. It doesn't come up.
In fact, it does. At one point, Alpha's like, "Hey, what's going on? You guys look kind of, you know, like unsteady. What's going on?" And Zordon's like, "No time for that. You got shit to do.
Get to work,
I don't
guys.
Care.
We're not going to address it, guys.
Get to work.
Like this isn't actually what the episode was about in the Japanese version. Yeah. So we're just going to have to show you guys fighting.
Roll right through it.
And so the genie dude, he has
He's got a couple different powers.
He's got a couple different things going on.
He's got this like string attack.
Yeah.
That's like, kind of like smoke, but it's kind of like silly string.
Yeah.
What else? He's got a staff with a drill on the end.
That drill. That hand crank drill.
Yeah, it's a hand crank drill.
He's got like, I guess, an army of spear throwers, invisible spear throwers.
Yeah,
he
that's
just like
right.
pushes his arms out and starts throwing
spears.
Yeah.
It's like super effective too. Like as soon as the Power Rangers roll up, like, yo, we're going to kick this genie's ass. And he's just like, nah,
like, spear.
Nah, son. Spears for days.
And I don't get it because like so the actual lamp is in with Alpha 5 and
Zordon's.
Yeah.
And Alpha 5's like, why don't we just like fucking get rid of it? Like, why don't we get the genie back in the lamp? Like, And Zordon's like, no, wait, just wait, just wait, just wait.
Yeah, there's some sort of like power thing going on. Like, you have to wait till the power is right.
Yeah, and then so like Alpha 5 just ducks because like I can't watch this anymore.
Yeah, because they're getting their ass kicked. The Power Rangers are getting beat.
Yeah,
Alpha 5 just ducks out, and then like Zordon says something to him, like, come on, let's do it. And then the lamp just disappears.
Yeah, it does like when the Power Rangers teleport, it does like the same thing. It kind of goes into lightning and then just disappears.
Yeah.
And then at the same time that's happening, the genie guy just starts disappearing.
Yeah.
And that's basically the end of the fighting.
Nothing really happens as far as the fighting goes.
Yeah. Rita pops out for a little bit. She it's weird. At first it seems like the Power Rangers are fighting the genie on a building. Then they're in a grassy field and Rita's there.
Yeah, that's
and
weird.
She's just kind of chilling. And I guess we found out her staff can just make anything grow.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is cool.
It's an extremely good staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not the fighting plot in this was very thin, and it was much more about like the switching
the
bodies.
Friday.
But
Freaky
even
Friday.
That was like that was pretty half-assed. But like when they're done fighting, they get back and they find a way to fix, you know, what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
They switch themselves back over and everything's cool. And then Bulk and Skull come like skulking in because they had switched themselves and hated it.
Yeah.
They're like, can you switch us, please? and then like Billy Furman is like, maybe we should just, or Trini was like, maybe they should just like learn their lesson, and maybe we should. She was like hardcore.
Yeah, yeah.
And Zach had to come in and was like,
no.
Come on.
It's messed up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, we got to let him back.
That's funny.
And yeah, like, and one thing that I, one question that I had is that, like, the cutouts for, like, the body, mm-hmm. like they were perfectly made for specifically Kim.
Yes.
And Billy. Like, it, yeah. it fit their bodies perfectly. Yeah. So did Billy plan on doing this to Kim?
I think he did.
Did he have her? Like, cause that's,
yeah, that's
that
a little stalker
creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everyone else, like, it wouldn't have fit, like, no. Jason's too, like,
bulky. Yeah.
Zach is too tall.
Yeah.
Trini's too short.
Yeah.
Bulk and Skull go in, and it doesn't really fit
them.
They
have to, like, squat down.
Yeah,
like,
kinda...
Skull's too tall, and Bulk's too wide.
I think Bulk actually is standing behind it.
I
yeah,
so
I think so.
Yeah,
yeah, that so, whole like, thing's weird.
So, yeah. like, yeah, I don't know what... No one at any point asked, like, so, Billy, why do you have this? Like,
you know what? You know what I bet it was? He was probably in his head, and I'm sure he said it in, like, some, like, Billy fashion, but he's like, you know what? I'm not going to get a chance to touch a vagina. If I don't,
I just
do want to
know what's going on.
Yeah,
in
he's
there.
Like, I just need to switch these bodies up and figure this shit out. That's probably why. And that's probably why I didn't like. He wasn't like so fast yeah. to fix it either. He's like, I need a couple days with this body.
Let me figure this out, guys. I need some practice.
Yeah.
I had one like kind of a big grand question. So, anytime the Power Rangers kind of summon the Zords, the Dinozords.
Yeah.
There's a good like 2-3 minutes of just like. The Dinozords coming
yeah,
out
yeah.
and all this, and it's usually in the middle of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
What does the villain do
they just
during this
there.
Like 2-3 minutes? Is just yeah. like watch while this stuff's happening, just
yeah.
like waiting along.
He's like, wow,
it's like check his cell phone
yeah,
or something.
Checks his Twitter.
Yeah, like what the hell is going on
pic.
Here? Yeah,
this is the genie, so I guess it's probably been around for a while. I mean,
yeah.
it wasn't
yeah.
just made yesterday, so it's like, oh, check up on world history. Holy
yeah.
shit.
So that's something to think about.
Yeah, because there's a lot of time.
Yeah,
where
a lot
they're
of
just
time.
Standing there waiting.
Yeah.
And they're usually like in an open field area,
yeah.
so there's not much like...
Yeah.
That's, yeah, that's
it's
crazy.
Yeah, I...
something to chew on.
So we thought that we'd look into the actor who played Zordon, technically the first actor who played Zordon.
All right.
David Fielding is the person that we've been watching, and he played Zordon from 1993 to 1996. And he has a master's in fine arts from the University of Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
Acting.
Oh.
Yeah, he's legit.
Nice.
And... He apparently, he wasn't in too many movies. He did a lot of voice work, and I think still does a lot of voice work. He's done voice work for PC games like Empire Earth and Dungeon Siege Legends of Arana.
Okay.
I have not heard or played either of those. And I guess now, like currently, he's an acting coach in Texas.
All right.
And this might be one that we need to watch for us. He was in a 2015 movie called Zordon of Eltar.
Whoa.
Which is a Zordon origin story.
Damn.
And he doesn't even voice Zordon. He voices King Mondo.
Wow.
Zordon's played by a black dude. And so it's like the Zordon, like that actually kind of seems like a sweet, like.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And he was also in another movie that looked kind of interesting, which was in 2014 called Captain Z and the Terror of Leviathan.
All right.
So he's in some interesting stuff.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
That sounds even better than the Bulk and Skull spinoff.
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, so let's throw it on over to Mike D and see what he thought about this episode.
Okay. Well, with this episode, we enter a new phase of the Power Rangers, or we may be entering a new phase, that of the sci-fi sitcom. We don't see anything at the Jim and Juice Club. We see Billy and Kimberly engaging in one of the most popular sitcom plots, the body switch, as discussed earlier. And once completed, this gives the actors a chance to have some fun imitating each other's characters. Billy, for the first time, has animated facial expressions. Kimberly gets to smear makeup all over her face. Bulk and Skull get to imitate each other, although this just amounts to Skull eating a lot and Bulk wearing an earring and going, Also, there was a weird animation where I think Bulk was imagining what was going on in Skull's brain, and it was a cake, and then Skull was trying to imagine what was going on in Bulk's brain, and it was a cake with Bulk's head in the middle of it. No explanation for that. And it was pretty funny that when Bulk and Skull tried to fit themselves into the machine, it was obvious that it would not fit anyone except Billy and Kimberly. A trifle weird, Billy, a trifle weird. And I don't appreciate it one bit that you're not wearing a single piece of blue clothing in this episode. As for the other Power Rangers, it's hard to tell whether they're wearing anything at all, because they barely appear except in their Power Ranger garb after Zordon calls them in. teleports them to the field of battle. Then 5 seconds later, teleports them out again, gets panicked. In fact, Zordon says, "The Power Rangers are in trouble!" 3 times in about a 5-minute period. He's teleporting them back and forth. He has no confidence in their abilities all of a sudden, just because they're up against this genie who... He's wearing maybe the same pimp hat that the skeleton guy was wearing about 5 episodes ago, except that it now has a giant green feather in it. There's a big jewel in the hat band. He's got big earrings. He looks kind of like a romantic chic from a romance novel, except that he also has the jackal head of the god Anubis or Dex Dogtective. So during this fight, it's really uninspired. Oh boy, the Power Rangers are surprised that Rita is able to make the monster grow in size. What a surprise! That always happens. And then they turn into dinosaurs. Oh, they didn't want to do that, but they were forced to do it. No, they always do that. Just skip the parts where you're not giant-sized and dinosaurs, because you know that's always going to happen. So there are a lot of things missing from this episode. The monster's not created by Rita or Finster. Rita barely does anything. The black, red, and yellow rangers barely do anything. Zardoz barely does anything, and it's a bit refreshing after 3 very similar episodes with the gnarly gnome, the pudgy pig, and the cholo chicken. Now we have a character who wasn't created from Finster's Monstermatic, or whatever it's called. He really seems to be up to the job for a while, but I think in the next episode they're going to go back to having Finster create these creatures, because Squat just puts too much emotion into it to justify the mediocre monster that he produced. And now all I can say is I look forward to the next episode, which according to Netflix features Billy's bright young protege, who we saw a sneak preview of in this episode, where Kimberly's brain in Billy's body was telling him to push that grubby-looking button over there in the corner of the keyboard. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more computer hijinks in episode 9. I forget the title. Over and out.